tinted windows on the car. Now you can't see me, bitch, I'm chillin' in the dark. Always to the point, I'm sitting on the dock. Bitches in the club, I'm vibing at the lot. Sucker, sucker punching, no one gives a fuck. Shit, I don't give no fucks to cocoa butter cups. Woo! They cannot get on my level, nah. Noisy as fuck on the level up. You cannot get on my level, nah. You can try, but you won't level up.
Hello, you're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is on the unceded and traditional lands of the Musqueam and Squamish territories. I'm your host, Bailey, and I will be playing a bit of saxophone music today. But first, you might hear in the background my sample of some of Andre Crouch's homily from the 70s, and he is an American pastor, record producer, songwriter, etc. And that will be the theme of today. We'll mostly focus on jazz and saxophonists from the spiritualist jazz movement. We're going to start with probably one of the most spiritual jazz pieces there is, in my opinion, come Sunday. And this is Anthony Braxton's solo from a recital in Paris in 1971 for come Sunday. Skip ahead. very experimental, very describe a little bit about Braxton's approach to music here. So you can go to this website called the tricentricfoundation.org, and that is where all of his work is published. You can find it, you can purchase his music if you want to play it, you can read a lot of his writings, and you can just find general information on his performance practice. He has four fundamental concepts about his objectives and the material in his compositions that are all compositions in his music system connect. All instrumental parts in his group of musics are autonomous. All tempos in this music state are relative, and all volume dynamics in the sound world are also relative. And so Braxton writes that in his efforts, he tries to erect a perception context that respects and allows for both disciplines, improvisational and fluid music, as well as notated stable musics, in his words, exist and evolve as unified and independent realities. And he says, I have designed this material as an affirmation of sound and music science, as a response to the great African, European, and Asian men and women who have clarified the profound beauty of which we call music. And so, this is Anthony Braxton, as a composer, very experimental composer. And he's a saxophonist, multi-instrumentalist, and most importantly, a composer, I would say. So this next piece is by Braxton, and it is him on the saxophone, and it's called 6-77AR-36K, Opus 23B. Thank you. Solo has ended, and you're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Bailey. I'm hosting this episode on spiritual jazz saxophone music today, and we're gonna take a quick break, play some PSAs for y'all, and then we'll get it back into another piece by Anthony Braxton.
Megamall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City.
Oh, I see the love that can overturn.
the Super Value on Commercial or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek coffee today.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
All right, and we're back. This is the CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Bailey, and I'm playing some experimental saxophone music for you today. Before I play this next piece by Anthony Braxton, I'm just going to read a little bit of his postulate on performance practice. As a performer of saxophone and having played some of Braxton's works, it can get quite difficult to interpret at sometimes. He'll often notate ways of improvising in shapes and drawings rather than like strictly through musical notation in the Western sense. But some of his notes and writings, which you can find on the tricentricfoundation.org, which is where all of his music is archived, some of his notes on performance state, for example, that each person can respect his or her physical and vibrational particulars when dealing with the physical demands and challenging of the music, and that performers are encouraged to look for affinities and composite sound states based on the collective dynamics of the ensemble, and all of these matters will affect music in every way. And so I think his approach to the performance practice of music and jazz and contemporary music in general is very informative, especially for the new works that require a lot of improvisational elements in its performance. So I'm going to play another piece by Braxton here, and you can sort of listen to the way he improvises on saxophone, which is reminiscent of hard bop, bebop, but also spiritual jazz, which I will talk about after I play this tune. Thank you. I did mention that this would be a show playing saxophonist, but this is actually Braxton playing the clarinet. He was a very talented multi-instrumentalist. So that was Anthony Braxton's composition N-WH-70, Opus 38A. And so I have a short excerpt from an interview with Anthony Braxton from North Sea Jazz Festival in 1997. So I'm going to play a short excerpt of that, and we can hear the words from the man himself. Got a quick introduction. This is Braxton himself. He's got a blue collared button-up shirt and some glasses, kind of like spectacles.
Thank you. will reconcile some of the components in this time period, whether we're talking of a trans-spiritual position that says male and female deities as opposed to a static Christian position. It's going to be very exciting to live in the period of new prophecy, to see how these components come together. For myself, my position has always been simple. I'm interested in a surprise. I am interested in hope. I cannot run away from memory. And at the same time, I respect that which has been demonstrated, and that the concept of freedom is nice, but I don't think reinventing the wheel is necessarily the best way to get there. For myself, I found that the ghost trance musics have third millennial implications, and this is why I'm grateful to be in the best discipline on the planet.
The best discipline?
Yes.
So these are just some of the words of Anthony Braxton himself. He talks a little bit about ghost trance music, which you can find on the Tricentric Organization online.
I don't mean to.
But I'm just very grateful. Braxton's works remind me of another one of my favorite saxophonists, Ornette Coleman, who's also a composer. You might know him from The Birth of Free Jazz.
How is your
Ornette Coleman is sort of like
I've always
the start of free jazz,
and because of that,
his approach to improvisation is sort of similar to Braxton's in a way, trying to escape the medium of musical notation, as we know it in the Western world, at least. But I'm going to play
even in the early periods,
a piece, a track by Ornette Coleman here, from one of his recent releases. He's passed away, but they just re-released
the heart of the debate.
A lot of his contemporary recordings in March of 2022. And so we have Chippy next here by Ornette Coleman.
By creativity. And
Coleman himself. Walter Norris, I believe, on the piano here. And this is from The Genesis of Genius, the contemporary albums, which is a compilation of Ornette Coleman recordings, released in 2022 on April 22nd. And so much of what Braxton states in his postulate surrounding improvisation sort of approaches a lot of the concepts in free jazz, but the notion of spiritual jazz is also quite relevant, I think, to much of what Braxton strives to achieve in his approach to a new medium for presenting music in composition and improvisation. And this next piece I'm going to play features Pharaoh Sanders on the saxophone in collaboration with the London Symphony Orchestra and Floating Points, who is a DJ, electronic music composer. But Pharaoh Sanders is another saxophonist who you could associate with the spiritual jazz movement. You might know John Coltrane as sort of starting this movement with the sense of striving towards musical transcendence in his playing and in his improvisation. Actually, one of my favorite quotes from John Coltrane is, and I quote, "It's the striving man." And I think that quote kind of just encapsulates what it really means to truly improvise, apart from being constrained to jazz or contemporary or classical or any sort of like constraint on what you are trying to purely express. But next up, I'm going to play an excerpt from this collab between Floating Points, Pharaoh Sanders, and the London Symphony Orchestra. And we have Pharaoh Sanders here, who is an American saxophonist. He actually just passed away in 2022. And you can listen for yourself and sort of hear how he encapsulates spiritual jazz, or simply just listen to his improvisational style. This is movement one from the album Promises by Floating Points, Pharaoh Sanders, featuring the London Symphony Orchestra. An artwork by Julie Maritou. Mm-hmm. Recorded in 1962 at Prestige Records. Again, it's from the album called Eastern Sounds, and this song is called The Plum Blossom. Discography is interesting to look into leading up towards his last album titled The Last Album. He did record during the free jazz era, but I think that his playing is also reminiscent of Ornette Coleman's concepts in free jazz and Braxton's concepts in spiritual jazz, avant-garde jazz, contemporary music, such and such, spiritual jazz. Proceed as follows. 1965, he has one called Spiritual Unity. And then we've got New Grass, Love Cry. And then in 1969, he has an album titled Music is the Healing Force of the Universe. And if you read some of Braxton's writings on tricentricfoundation.org, you might find a lot on a topic similar to this title that was chosen for the album. We also have Spirits Rejoice as an album, and Spirits, and of course his last album titled The Last Album. But this piece I have by Albert Ayler is from Music is the Healing Force of the Universe, and it is titled Masonic Inborn, Part 1. And the change from Latif's track here to this might be a little bit drastic, but alas, here is Albert Ayler. And again, Albert Ayler is a saxophonist, but he's also a multi-instrumentalist. And I believe that these are bagpipes. A little taste of Albert Ayler, or at least this album in particular. And we also have associate performers on piano, Bobby Few and Henry Festin. Yeah, I could hear some Braxton in this. But anyways, I digress. It's Albert Ayler. I have one more piece. This is from what I would consider the contemporary classical repertoire of saxophone music. It has a full score. It was composed in 2001 by Georges Apergis. And this is a piece I might look into exploring myself in performance practice. And it's called Alter Ego for the tenor saxophone. And this piece isn't improvised, but it does use a lot of the extended techniques that all of these saxophonists that we've just listened to employ in their improvisation. And so here we have Marcus Weiss on the saxophone. He's employing many techniques like microtonal trills, multiphonics. He's not improvising, but the way in which this piece is written is very reminiscent of that. And so that was the last piece for today. This has been Bailey at the CITR 101.9 FM playing some saxophone, jazz, contemporary music today. And I'm going to play out one of my favorite songs. This has nothing to do with the saxophone, but it's just a good song. And Cool Runnings. You're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Obasima by
tennis and my sorry. My tennis and my sorry, my tennis and my back and them. I bounce him, I see my day day. My tennis and my sorry, my tennis and my sorry, my tennis and my back and them. I bounce him, my tennis and my sorry, my tennis and my sorry, my tennis and my back and them. I bounce him, I see my day day. My tennis and my sorry, my tennis and my sorry, my tennis and my back. I'm a